I'm David Fair, and welcome to Civic Matters. Every Monday, we get together with Mary Morgan to talk about what is happening in the world of civics in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County and how you can become more engaged. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor, and Mary, it was kind of a women's weekend.
It was, and there's no shutdown here at Civ City, Dave. I just want to make sure that's
at least
clear.
For now, right? Exactly.
At least when my brain shuts down, and that's usually not intentional. So,
well, certainly Ypsilanti had its March for Love, Action, and Resilience, and that was something special. 12:30 Saturday afternoon, more than 3,000 showing up for the march in Ann Arbor a little later Saturday afternoon, and then even more in Lansing yesterday. So, the issue seems to be centered on midterm elections, getting more women to run for office, getting more people out to vote, and taking some control over the future of our municipalities and our country.
Well, I hope that's the case. I know there's a lot of energy focused at the federal level. And you know me, I'm trying to divert some of that attention to what's happening locally. And I got to say, you know, the turnout last year was disappointing in that regard. So I hope that with people more focused in 2018 on elections, we're going to have at least three throughout the year this year. So I hope that the turnout is reflective of the enthusiasm that we see when there are these marches and other activism in our area.
Well, we'll get our first indication coming up in the month of May. I believe it is May 8th. We will have some ballot issues, and among the issues to be decided locally by voters is the Ann Arbor Public Schools issue. It's putting a tax renewal on the ballot. It's just the 20-year, 18-mil renewal of the operating millage for the schools. And there will be other issues to be decided by voters in Washtenaw County as well. But beyond voting, there are ways to get more engaged, more involved in how the elections run locally.
That's right. I think a lot of people don't realize that there's an opportunity to volunteer. It's actually a paid position, but if you want to work the polls, almost every municipality is looking for people to be poll workers. It's a kind of a grueling day. You have to start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes doesn't get done until after 10 o'clock at night. But even if you're as young as 16, you can apply. There's information on any of the clerk's websites, but the Ann Arbor City Clerk and the Washtenaw County Elections Division both have more information on that. And it's a good way just to kind of, keep the wheels of democracy turning.
Exactly right. And of course, more people are voting absentee these days, and that is likely to be a trend that continues into the future. Nonetheless, every election that comes around, regardless of how many people vote absentee, we do seem to have a shortage of poll workers at every level.
Well, that's true. And, you know, even the absentee ballots have to be counted on election day. So there are workers who do that as well. So I think that, if you have the time and are interested, I think it's a great opportunity to get involved.
Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. She is our content partner and our guest each Monday. Another millage renewal in the works for public transit, Mary.
Yeah, you know, last week, two different entities voted to put things on the ballot. The Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority is putting a renewal. It's not on the May ballot. It's on the August
7th ballot.
Seventh ballot. Thank you. I was trying to pull out that date. And so this is the one that voters approved overwhelmingly in 2014. It was for 5 years, 0.7 mils, so less than a mil, and it doesn't expire until 2019, but they want to get ahead of the game, and they voted last week to put it on the ballot in August.
Yeah, it seems relatively like a wise choice, right? Put it on the ballot this year. Should it fail, then you have a year to decide how to accommodate such failure or alternatively come back before voters with a different plan.
That's typically how it's handled, and I should also mention that there's a new service, a new express service between Ypsilanti Township and Ann Arbor that's launching next week. That's part of the original expanded services.
Yeah, it's implementation of one of the final parts of that transportation improvement plan.
That's right. And I was watching the board meeting, the AATA board meeting last week, and WEMU got a shout out for its coverage of that new service. So I just wanted to pass that along. People are listening, hearing you guys reporting on that. So that's a new service people can check out.
And there will be much more reporting to come, obviously, with another ballot issue headed away. But it's not the only transportation issue we're talking about in Washtenaw County. In Ann Arbor, you have the mayor's full-throated endorsement of the train station on Fuller Road. And the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study is taking a broader look at transportation for Washtenaw County as well. What do you know about what direction that group seems to be headed?
Well, they've been doing planning, long-term planning, and that's part of their mission. This is an agency known as WATS. A lot of what they do is receive funding from the federal government and then pass it through to local entities. But they are right now in the middle of planning for 2045. So they're looking a long way down the road. And the feedback so far is interesting, and some of it's kind of obvious that pavement is improvement into road conditions doesn't last long enough.
Yeah, have you experienced a pothole? And I assume those are even worse on your scooter than they are in my car.
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about getting my scooter out again. That's going to be rough. but they're having a public forum tomorrow on January 23rd to meet with folks and kind of go over some of the things that they're planning and get feedback from people in the Ann Arbor area and the rest of Washtenaw County. It's from 1 to 3 at the downtown county building at 200 North Main. So if people have a chance to drop by, I'd say check it out. You can also go to the WATS website. It's miwats.org. And give your feedback online if that's something you want to do.
Now, I know you've been looking into a lot of the things that they are exploring, the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study. You wrote a column about it. What were your takeaways?
You know, one of the things that really struck me is how many different people were in the room from a wide cross-section of our community. So oftentimes, you know, I'll go to a meeting and you'll see the usual suspects, but this meeting brings together people from the townships all across the county, as well as the Michigan Department of Transportation and some other regional folks. And I thought that was, you know, we forget that this kind of thing is just routine. It's happening. People are sharing information and communicating. And I'd love to see more of it. But I think that, you know, it's important to remember that this is actually happening to some degree.
And it would seem to me that probably the real solutions are going to come because of a kind of a regional perspective in approaching the problem.
Yeah, that's right. One example is the work on North Main Street that's going to begin in 2020. At this WATS policy committee meeting I attended, the MDOT people were there talking about their piece, which is only going to be the road reconstruction. But then the rest of the group was talking about how they can plan for other work to be done at the same time, sidewalks, perhaps pedestrian overpass or crossings, things like that. The WATS is going to be coordinating that effort, and I think that's an example of, you know, multiple groups coming together on a project.
Once again, it's 89.1 WEMU, and this is Civic Matters, our regular Monday get-together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. And there are a lot of engagement opportunities, of which we've just covered, but Mary, some are stranger than others, at least by title. You have to fill me in on what it means to become an Ann Arbor citizen pruner. I have this vision in my head of randomly taking residents and sticking them in water for extended periods of time.
I like that. I'm just enamored of the title, you know. I feel like I want to say, Mary Morgan, citizen pruner. It's really, there's a training program that the city offers, and today is the deadline to apply for training on Saturday. And it's basically giving people who are in the community, volunteers, to trim shrubs and trees that are in the public right away, because the city staff doesn't have the manpower to do it all, so they're enlisting people to help with that. So you could become a citizen pruner and perhaps expand the definition, you know, if you if you're interested in seeing people plant, like, as potted plants, I guess.
Oh, that's hysterical. Thank you for finding that, and thank you for sharing that. And Mary, thank you for your time today. Have a great week, and we'll get together next Monday.
You too. Take care.
That is Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and our content partner for Civic Matters. You can sign up for Mary's weekly newsletter and catch up with all of the Civ City endeavors at civcity.org. You can find all of the details and links to the topics we've covered today on Civic Matters by going to our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.